What are your thoughts on us watching wrestling as grown men?
I don't like how you phrase that question.
Why?
I really don't.
What's wrong with
you? Just judged us for
watching grown men wrestling. Why can't grown men watch them?
No, honestly, like.
Hello, now I'm asking a question.
Musicians are scared to talk right now because they're going to get slandered. They're going to get destroyed. You said it. We've had multiple posts, multiple videos taken down because of the things we've said. And it's not said out of hate, it's said out of love because we love our God and we want to see people experience the same love we have from him and by him.
But can you get rid of fines? Sorry, I just need to.
Can you get rid of my fine?
I can't. No. I've heard if you have friends in revenue and you do a little
dodgy dodge.
Not dodge, like you have friends and you're sort of like.
So dodge.
Hey, answer
not
me.
Dodge, wait.
Not dodge, mate.
Didn't when you write a review and they decline it, you'd be like, approve it.
Wait, answer me this.
So not dodge. No. Just
answer me this, Goosey.
I don't have any friends, but that's what I heard.
Joe, we're started. We're good. Why is it?
No. Yeah. I just don't have friends.
I wish you had. Just got
that was very mean.
I was going to say, I wish you had like the work friends, but then he said, I wish I had friends, we'll stop.
Yeah, and I was we've seen from the work conversation.
No, because that's like nothing to do with work, right? Yeah, I have no friends.
Yeah, nothing to do with work.
Hey, why is it that I got fined speeding in the school zone and I only got 2 points taken off me?
For license?
Yeah.
It's only 2 points, isn't it?
Everyone's freaking out. They're telling me I should have gotten 4 points taken off.
That's excessive. That's
it's like school zone. They love these kids.
Red peas, green peas, they up it.
No, red peas, if you speed, you're done. You lose your license.
Any fine you get in your red,
you have points. Yeah, you have like four points.
Yeah. Is that for reds or for green?
Yeah, but speeding offence, but good speeding offence, they're done.
Green, like 8?
It depends.
Yeah, I thought it was 7. 7 or 8.
Like, what did the speeding offence say?
No. For a red pea plater, if they speed, that's it. Doesn't matter how many points it is.
There's some speeding fines that are less than that.
Yeah, I know, but for a red P plater, they're not allowed to speed regardless.
Any speeding fine, they're caught.
So if they get a 1.1, they lose their license.
So for example...
Happened to me. Him.
No, not me.
No, not you. For example, happened to someone, yeah.
When my mom got her license very late, she was on a reds for a while. Yeah. I made decide to run a red light because she thought she was a gangster. and it was 4 points.
Yeah,
so
4 points.
So she lost her license?
Because you ran the red, it didn't matter the amount of points. It was
I've never
loss of license.
Well, red P has 4 points.
We understand that. Sorry, red P has 4 points.
But you're telling me she lost 4 points.
Yeah, but she ran a red light and she was speeding.
So was the fine for 4 points or was it for like?
It was for speeding.
But how many points was it holding?
I don't remember the points, but basically, I think it was 4 or 5 because it came onto my license.
Yeah. All right. So your thing didn't help our argument.
Because I've never heard of that rate. If it's on one
it's
point,
not
no,
four
no.
Points,
they
red light
they told
points.
Us.
Oh, she must have completed a beauty.
Because
oh, then I completed a beauty. I'll talk before.
Because she was speeding.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, we are.
Unless you're going to
start
swearing.
What is the story you were going to tell?
Because I know someone who just got a red light camera.
Who?
Someone.
We'll bleep it out.
Me.
Why were you spinning red light camera? Where?
I didn't know this existed. I lived in Nuguna my whole life.
Yeah.
You know the light after the Rickard Road Maccas?
Yes.
So you're going to turn right
to the Woolies.
The Woolies?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's new.
Yeah, it's newish.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that.
It's the 60s zone. But
and there are signs.
No, it wasn't a speed camera. It was a red light.
That's red light.
You know where they just put another camera? Next to Villawood Maccas. Not Villawood, sorry. Next to the Bunnings. Why am I getting my areas mixed up?
Milpera.
Yeah, that's new.
Massive one.
The actual lights to turn right?
Yeah, yeah. That's
good to know.
Yeah.
Do you know why they put a camera where you got done? Because when we're doing a driving test, the driving test rule is...
Just move into the shot, buddy. You moved out. There we go.
Like that?
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, when we're doing the driving test, they take points off if the light turns green and you don't look left and right for red light runners.
But there's nothing happening on the left.
Well, that's what I said until one of my applicants, the light turned green. He went to go and then he stopped. I'm like, why'd you stop? And this ute flew down, like I'm doing like 100 clicks down through the red light. He flew down. If my applicant didn't look and stop, we would have been dead.
Dead set.
And I looked at him, I go, I didn't say this, but in my head, I'm like, you could kill someone, you've passed. Because that was very
good. Because he saved your life.
Yeah, that was very good. Good
luck. You know what that is, Joe? That's you putting your life on the line. You know what I mean?
We're not getting back to that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray. Next to me is Stat.
That's me.
What's going on, brother?
Mate, what isn't going on? That's what happened.
We're just living the dream.
Mate, you're living the dream. You're just a massive liar. Again, we talk about this all the time. You know what? In fact, I'm living the dream. If I can kick it off.
We're all living the dream.
I've moved out.
How is living
the dream? I'm living the dream. I've got to say, how is it? Paradise.
Do you know how happy I am for you?
Mate, it is top one best decisions I've ever made.
I usually wish for nothing but darkness and bad things to happen in your life.
Stop flirting with me, mate.
But, bro, I'm so happy
for you. Yeah, no, thanks, mate. It's been the best. What are we? Almost 2 months? Six, 7 weeks.
Has it been that long already?
Yeah. I moved in proper Valentine's Day.
Well,
nice.
I can lead up. Yeah, cute. What a way to remember it.
That's cute. Nice. With us as well, ladies and gents, as always, is Joey Goose. Always happy to have you.
Ahla.
I like your shirt.
Yeah, well, mate.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Thank you. Paid for it.
That he did. He also paid for two more that we just ordered today. Yeah. We've got some good merch coming out. And our favorite old time guest, mate. It's been like 2 years since she's been on the show. The last time Joelle was on Have a Chat was December 2021.
Yeah, look, very specific. I was just going to say last time we did one with Joel was in the garage.
Yeah, that too.
That's what I said.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome.
Joel, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be in a four-walled room.
Mm.
Actually, your garage was full.
But look, this is a bit more pro.
Yeah, like you got a sign, you got mics.
There's lights now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a stadium. No, just with the lights, because the way they're positioned. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, no, not in general. No, okay. That'd be silly.
Yeah.
But I remember last time was when you came, we had a bit of sweets out, a bit of Rocky Top. That was good times.
We did have Rocky Top. We sung Christmas carols.
Yes.
We did.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
And then there was a Year 6 formal going on outside.
Yeah, the drums.
Yes. Yeah. That sounded fun.
I miss Greenacre.
Yeah.
I miss Greenacre so much. Yeah. Lansvale's boring. All there is a threat of floods happening and quiet.
And karaoke.
Yeah, true. The occasional karaoke.
Our neighbours at the back,
yeah,
they do Chinese karaoke.
Vietnamese. That's mad.
Vietnamese?
Yeah, it's all the Vietnamese here. Why did I say that right?
Can I ask?
Vietnamese or Vietnamese?
I have no idea. How do you
know? Kilorus, it's all right.
Huh? How do you know?
So, Lansvale, Cabramatta, Canlyvale, or Vietnamese.
Vietnamese, have you? But it's good. It's good. Yeah. Right,
that was very smart.
Are they singing like Are they singing like fire burning and stuff?
I don't know. Why I'm laughing.
little PJ with Joe. Hey, little PJ right there. Little one. I have to throw that in there. Somebody call 911.
Fire burning on the dance
floor. Yeah, good
times. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Good times. It got brought up again recently. That it got sung again, and it was a lot better. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Offline. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gents. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. You click a like on this video. And you know what? Comment Tim Tam. If you comment Tim Tam, I will find you and I'll give you a pack of the Tim Tams.
Or what if they're international?
I will ship them a pack of the Tim Tams.
Right.
Might cost you more than the Tim Tams.
It definitely will. But if you comment Tim Tam, I'm going to give you a Tim Tam. Go for gold.
All right.
Done.
I can't wait to comment Tim Tam and this is over.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Tim Tam, please.
Now I know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to click this. They're going to click this.
The more I say it, the more packets. Forget it. Raining in Tim Tams.
You get a Tim Tam.
Yeah, everybody gets Tim Tams. Mate, lucky you have so much money to spend on Tim Tams, huh?
I don't have a lot of money to spend on Tim Tams.
That's all right. That's about you, Joel.
Anyway.
And Mohum, moving on.
What's that mean? You don't want to keep talking about Tim Tams?
No, I've had my moment.
Okay.
Woolies have sales every now and then.
You gotta get some. Yeah, it's all right. You can get some shops.
But we're not sponsored by Tim Tam or Arnott, so let's not keep harping on the Tim Tam thing. Yeah. What we are sponsored by, though, is Magic Mind. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen us talk about this elixir, this gorgeous green shot that you see on our screens. You see it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, Magic Mind are just pure magic. They love you. They want to take care of you. They want to make sure you're focused during your long day at work, your long day at school. They want to make sure you're ready to go. And Magic Mind will do that for you. They're going to give you 20% off if you type in Have a Chat 20 or click the link in the description. Just let them know Have a Chat sent you. and you'll get your own magic mind sent straight to your door so that you can be living a focused life. Sado, how great is magic mind, buddy?
8.5. Very nice.
That's very good.
It's very nice. Well, that's, I mean, that's very good. It's yeah. very nice.
Yeah.
First gulp's a bit whoop. The second one, great.
Yeah. yeah. It's good.
I tried a live one here. They know.
That runs a tight ship. So 8.5 is high.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Man, they're mucking around here. NMA tolling service. They're mucking around.
Stato has a very high
scale.
Scale. Yes.
We're talking about his weight.
I'm not sure what the. Joelle, what's so funny? What's so funny, Joel?
No. I let it go.
Oh. So now we just encourage bullying. I think it's my cue to leave. Man, imagine I did a full walk off, eh? That'd be.
You know, honestly, I'd walk off, you could take a walk, mate.
You know what? I need to actually. Yeah. Probably, I probably fall away. Oh, really, Joel? Oh, really? Funny. Mahdoom, huh? I know I'm pretty comedic, but.
Bro, I'm waiting for a walk off to happen.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's been like, what, 3 years?
I should have taken my chance. I really should have taken my chance.
It's been 3 years. We still haven't had a walk-off.
What are you doing?
I was going to block all the cameras and stuff.
No, I'm not just talking him. I'm talking a guest. I feel like we're going to tick off a guest one day and they're just going to walk out.
Soon. Leave it with me. I'll poke the bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that ruined me, Kuz. That ruined me, bro. Sorry, that was good.
I set myself up.
No, you know what?
Set yourself up.
Can I just say?
Yeah, I did an alley-oop and dunk.
Yeah. Look, Joey. It's okay, brother. This is probably the most liveliest he's been in a very long time on a podcast. So we'll take it.
You know what? I got a comment on that. Ladies and gents, Joey was so sick on that last episode that he's sitting in the third chair when we had the Touchline podcast, boys. He was gone skis. I've got to defend you, bro, because I know you would have been all over that conversation, but you were finished.
Yeah, I was telling you afterwards that I told you weeks ago I would come, and being sick's not an excuse. But let me tell you, I was sick.
Are you
as
better now?
You need to be a little bit more prominent with that. Joel's going to be freaking out.
Yeah. In case, because there's a lot of distance between us. I don't think you get sick.
Yeah, I mean, just in case, like a spit particle.
And then, just a little balakam. Balakam. So, yeah, that's disgusting.
Listen, Joel can't get sick because she has started her own business and she's going to be working on that day in, day out. Congratulations, Joel. It actually starts today. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Well done.
Wow.
Pretty please, Sydney.
Standing ovation.
No, we'll just
you got to pay. Yeah.
And we're going to be customers soon, so we're going to pay you a bit of money. So it's all right. It's all right.
Fair,
it's
good. Fair.
Congrats, bud.
Thank you.
Exciting.
Thank you. It's very, very exciting. It's very wild. Like,
I felt like she was going to say more than
that. Yeah,
no. I was thinking, you just give me a minute.
What, bud?
No, it's just like, who would have thought that I can start a business?
Don't let anyone start a business these days.
But to be fair, you've started one before.
That's like,
give yourself some credit.
Like, come on. First business. We say start fat, and now we say I'm dumb. Wow.
It's well, this is where Christian's going to have a lot of fun, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Called the truth show.
This should just be like spitting facts.
Yeah.
spitting facts, no printing. You know what I mean?
Spitting everything.
Straight into the mic. You just spit it.
But you talk about like, you're saying like, oh, who and I started a business, but you had Rocky Top prior.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like a new, brand new kind of thing for you. Like, you've had a business before.
Yeah, but like, Rocky Top was just like a side hack, like, just for funsies.
Ah, yeah.
A hustle.
Yeah. Whereas, like, this is like full on, like,
legit.
Legit.
This is your career.
Yes.
Yeah, but you've always had a business mind, and I respect that about you. So, you've always wanted to do something, and you've actually put your mind to it and done it.
Mm.
Done everything you needed to do. How exciting is it with, I know, like, you haven't started yet. You actually start today, which is awesome. What's it like knowing that this is all prepped and going?
Honestly, like today I was literally standing in the middle of like the clinic going, like looking around going as if this is real. Like it's actually very surreal. I think because I've just like dreamt about it for so long and for it to actually now be live is crazy.
Congrats. Mm. That's sick.
Yeah.
So you're a laser clinic. Give the plug you need to. Tell them all about it. Tell them about Pretty Please Sydney.
So Pretty Please Sydney is a laser clinic that offers female and male services. And hopefully I eventually can offer a lot more services once the business grows, hoping to offer like facial services, skin services, then eventually, I don't know, maybe teeth whitening and like cosmetic injectables, all of that, but that's obviously down the track. But yeah, for now it is just laser hair removal.
Really good. So all you hairy dogs out there, get booking in with Joelle at Pretty Please Dogs.
Yeah, well, we need to bring new clientele in. We shouldn't be calling them dogs.
It's humans only.
Code is have a chat 20.
Hey! Get that up on the screen there. Have a chat 20 for 20% off at Pretty Please.
Look at that. That's
she's really
that's not magic one, but we'll work on it.
I mean, we'll work on it. Look, I did that because really any first time visitors do get 20% off.
That's it.
Yes.
Mate, get 20% off your first visit.
Hectic.
So if you and want
on top,
me to
have
call
a
it.
Chat 20.
Oh no no no! I'll be working for free, mate.
Yeah. We need to make some money. We need to make some money.
I wonder what that's like.
But I gotta ask. Clearly, something went over my bald head, but that's fine.
There's a PJ between me.
Fair. Yeah. The name, very intriguing as to how you came up with it.
Yes. So, firstly, I didn't want it to be very like female dominant. Because I am offering male services as well. So, like, I didn't want to do, like, ladies' hair room. I don't know, whatever the name would have been. And then I also didn't want it to be focal on just laser because I did want to expand my services later as well. And then, I don't know, one day I was like, oh, Pretty Please do this for me. And I said something and then I was like, that is a cute name.
For the blokes out there.
That's really.
Yeah, very cute for the blokes out there.
The guys love it.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
we say
Pretty Please all the time.
Don't you tell me, Pretty Please, come on, have a chat.
Sign me up for the next one.
I can promise you, ladies and gents, I did not say, Pretty Please, Joelle, come on, have a chat.
You didn't.
You didn't. No, it was people were begging.
Actually, yeah, you
no,
didn't
there
even.
Wasn't much begging either.
No, I really did feel bad because I just haven't been on in a long time. And I think you've asked me before and I've said no.
Ah, oh, it's beyond.
It's because we like so you, Joel. Nice.
Thanks, guys.
We want you on the show.
Thank you.
I've done laser once.
How was your laser experience?
I've done my face.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I found another place that'll do it for half price. So I didn't want to book again, but she guilt tripped me, so I booked again, and then I forgot. And then she messaged me. She goes, "Oh, you didn't come in." I go, "I'm so sorry." And I'm like, in my head, I lost my booking. She goes, "Oh, I'll book you in again." I go, "Yeah." She goes, "You got to pay again." I'm like, "Yeah, don't worry about it."
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the problem with these places, bro. They know how to get you.
Yeah.
They guilt trip me.
It was my fault, but yeah, no, she didn't. Show any mercy.
Well, I mean,
was it just
Pretty
your cheeks?
Please,
that you got
we'll
that?
Show you just mercy. Is all I'm saying.
Will you?
Yeah. Maybe not, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
The freezing cold
cheeks
vacuum.
Hurt.
Yeah, it's
and the
neck.
Oh, bro. Yeah, that hurts a lot.
You think we're wimps?
Absolutely.
All right, wrap it up. Want number one? That's not great for. No. I just love the freezing cold vacuum after they
vacuum
shot. Yeah, it's that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think I got. Did
but
I?
It's blowing forward, not.
Yeah, it's not sucking it up.
Oh, okay. Well, sue me. Come now, Hubbers, please. Take me to court. Fire out. Anything I say, anything I look, it's just an offer, is it? What do you say, brother?
No, don't.
Oh, okay.
Don't repeat
okay.
It.
Do we have to bleep that out?
Now I've got to cry.
You know,
no, now that's our cry.
I weigh more than you.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. But it's not the form of fruit. We'll let it
juicy
go.
Juice.
That's cool. So, yeah, that's a cool way to bring up that name. That's not bad.
Yeah. So, look, I don't have like a mad story behind it. I just like the name.
No, it's cool.
I just like that it's male prominent. Like it really drives them in.
Yeah, you bring all the lads in. Oh, Pretty Praise Bar. Perfect.
There you go. You have to, Joel.
Now just doing TikToks and stuff. Well, so you're going to make a real cringe.
We were just talking about the TikToks. You have to do it now.
Yeah, TikTok.
You have to.
A lot of customers.
Oh, mate. It does. No, she's got a pretty good page. She's doing all these trends. You got to do the lad trend.
Wait, what is the lad trend?
Praise Blah. Like the full
lad
hat.
TNs.
I don't know if I can. TNs. She's
got,
yeah. She's got to do it. She's got to do
TNs,
it.
TNs, yeah.
My dad's got a pair if you want to borrow them. Yep.
Yeah.
And he wears TNs.
This has become the
roast.
Yeah.
He wears TNs.
Everyone's being roasted.
This
is the roast.
Like the forum was, but I'm getting on board. But
to be honest, we prepped the whole show too. We had all these topics. We're just roasting each other instead.
Instead, I'm about to go cry after this. Or maybe like in 15 minutes. Here we go. 12 minutes.
I might rob your dad for the TNs.
Yeah, straight up.
I think
that's
we
how you
just
get a new
to borrow them.
Yeah, true that.
Get this. He's going to hate me. He popped the TN, like, because you know how it's got that little puff at the moment. So now every time he walks, it squeaks.
No, I don't want him anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah. We'll buy you a pair. As a congratulations for you starting your business, we'll buy you a pair of TNs.
I can't wait for a pair.
Now you got to do it, but.
Yeah, that's actually. The whole lab. Look, thing. I'm trying to get on some of the trends. I really am trying, but yeah.
Do like a TikTok dance when you're lasering, like. All of that.
How?
Huh? How?
But it's but with like with a vacuum.
No, I think my last trend was the twin one that I sang to my machine.
Oh, yep.
No. If I show you the original videos, I don't know how I could remember I just couldn't remember the lyrics. Rachel's in the background yelling at me. Like, if you hear the real videos, it's not post-worthy.
I like the one you did with your whole family.
Yeah.
What does pretty please do this? That was cute.
That was very funny. They're psychos.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right. We're done. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, perfect. True day. You
always want to
always,
do that.
Always. Every single time. Every time. But
stop
you gotta
pretending
keep it
you don't like doing this. You no, love doing right. this. Yeah, you love the. I was just talking to Joelle about all your fans. They love you so much.
Yeah, it's true.
It actually was.
Has anyone stopped you, Ray? Because many have stopped
me. No, they've stopped me to ask where he is. Oh. I'm not joking.
It's actually true.
Look, you're very funny.
Thank you. Thank
like,
you,
sister. Actually very funny, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What can I say?
And help, I'm so popular, huh?
I mean, just another day in the life. I should do full vlogs and stuff, see how funny I really am to the other people.
The TikTok dancers.
Well, actually, we're going to try that. We're going to try the vlog thing. We didn't tell you yet. We're going to vlog Queensland. Yes. Not looking forward to it.
I don't know how vlogging works, but.
Not looking forward to it, but we're going to try
it. Yeah, I feel like it's just.
It's going to be cringe city, bro. I'm not looking forward to it.
Look, it is, but it's what the people want. I'm not saying me, I'm the people, but other people might want it.
Hold on, time out. If I put up a video this Friday that said we went to Queensland, tell me you're not clicking it.
No, I definitely would watch it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Listen, they keep messaging us.
What my thought process is, I can't tell you, but I would watch it.
Mm. Yeah, so they keep messaging us, the fans want it, and the Touchline boys told us that that's where the views are, and they're not wrong. We're going to try it.
Yeah, look, it's always.
Yeah, we're gonna vlog Queensland.
Yep.
Have a give that a whirl.
Yep, we'll
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I know a girl who has a TikTok if you want tips.
Who?
Does she do dances?
Yeah, she does.
It's like a certain laser machine?
Yeah, like
she's getting yelled at by her sister Rachel.
Yes, can confirm.
So, question.
Yeah.
When you first came up with the idea of doing Pretty Please and doing your own kind of thing, were your family very supportive from the get-go, or were they a little bit like hesitant at any point, or were they kind of like at any point they think maybe not, or they were like no, go nuts?
Yeah, like actually, so I've wanted to do this for years, like 8 years now, and it was just never the right timing. And my dad was very pessimistic.
That's the word.
Yeah, pessimistic about it.
I don't know if you know this. Her dad is Waleed Zaidan, the greatest King. Human being on the planet. King. We love you, Uncle Wally.
Yeah.
A former employer.
He was, yes. And if you'd ever like to jump onto the show, we'd love to have you. You're a great
just
human
just
being.
Play a few pieces for us. That's all we need.
Do you know what? The other day we were on YouTube and all his songs were coming up, like that people were singing. And
you
I'm
know
like,
on the church on the church YouTube channel, his are the most viewed.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. I love him.
Mm.
Please.
I'm glad you guys enjoy it, because I don't on a Saturday morning when he wakes me with the piano.
Oh, that sounds like heaven.
That's
the way to wake up. Instead of that dumb, you know, iPhone alarm.
I just want to wake up to zero noise. I want to wake up when I want to wake up, you know?
Yeah, I get it, but it's actually a very nice way to wake up.
Yeah, I prefer
yeah. Taking it for granted.
Anyway. Sorry.
He was
your father? Yes, yes.
Yes.
Very great pessimistic.
Man. So he was pessimistic, so... Last year when I like brought up the idea again, there was just a shift in his mind, and he was really like cool about it. And straight away, as soon as I knew he was on board, I was like, great, like this is just a green flag. This is a sign from God. Like this is a door opening.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I took it from there, because my mum's always supportive of anything I do. My sisters are my sisters, but like having my male, like my most male dominant figure in my life, obviously being supportive and on board with my ideas, I'm like, great. Like, I know I can do this now. And because he's pretty, like, he's got a great, obviously he's had his own business for how many years.
Yep.
So he has that mindset. He knows. So, yeah.
I was talking about your dad or talking about Matthew?
Not Matthew.
Only Matthew. Only Matthew. Sorry, I just had to throw that in.
Hey, we won't take any Matthew slander.
Yeah, we don't take Matthew Hilly slander here. Sorry. Yeah, we don't. Both of you can take that out. Sorry.
We'll talk later.
Nice. Nice.
No, that's good stuff. Yeah. So pretty please, ladies and gents, links are in the bio. Not in the bio, in the description. Links are in the description. Make sure you follow Joelle on TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff. And if you want to book in your appointment, you can do it on Instagram or through her website, Pretty Please Sydney, cheap as chips.
Thank you, yes. And it's prettyplease.sydney, my website.
Prettyplease.sydney.
Okay. Nice.
Just for the viewers, which area are you based in?
Menai.
Menai. Menai. Nice. There are a lot of people with hair in Menai.
Honestly,
they're very white. Like, yeah, I feel like they don't have a lot of hair.
But like, you'll get your wogs here and there.
Interesting.
Yeah, like they're actually starting to really come migrate to that area. Yeah,
there is a lot of them.
Yeah,
already
take over everywhere.
They really are.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really, my family alone is enough to fund my business. We're all very hairy levers, but yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, nice. So, what were we talking very about? Cool. Today?
Hey,
what were we talking about today?
As in the things we had lined up?
Yeah, I'm blanking.
One that will make a lot of us rage. I think all of us here rage. A bit of a more serious one. Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a massive dog. I'm just going to... I didn't care. I couldn't care less. But he came out on... I think it was Easter Sunday.
We're getting political.
Yeah, yeah. I hate getting political. I think it's worthless.
Politics.
Here we are. Put up a whole thing. So it was Easter Sunday. We'll celebrate Easter Sunday. And obviously, as we know, in our faith, it's very important that we recognize Jesus' burial, death, and resurrection. And he came out that day and he called it, he said, today is a day of transgender positivity, including
I'm going to bring it up.
Be on the post, because I saw
the post is going to be on the screen as well, so you can see it.
Yeah, yeah, genuinely. I think I saw it. Sabs had shared it. He was the first person to have it.
Here it is.
And I went, hang on a second, this is, can you read it out?
Sorry. The Transgender Day of Visibility. Today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God and you're worthy of respect and dignity. Now, we need to make it clear, he didn't make this day. He didn't make this a thing. This has actually been going on since 2009.
Mm.
But he made it prominent. He made the whole world aware of it on one of the most important days in the Christian calendar, decides to come out and spit in the face of Christians, spit in the face of Christianity, and God's plan for mankind, and decides to say, you are made in the image of God, which is true. Every person is made in God's image, but they are made male and female, created he them. You're forgetting that part of the verse, Mr. President.
Mm. And I saw that, and I just thought the irony, and I just I was really disappointed. But then again, I'm not surprised just to see how much people spit on God daily. And for it to come out specifically on that day, I was just like, hey, this is just a pure dog shot. And I saw it and I just shook my head and I said, honestly, like, that I'm surprised, because let's be real, the world is upside down as it is. I wasn't surprised, but I just saw it and I just thought, like, it's really pathetic that on a day, like, on a specific day, it could have been any day.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. He chose that day.
And he chose that day, like, on purpose. Yeah, yeah. And I just thought, man, that's pathetic.
He's a puppet.
Yeah.
And in his image, they've changed how they look.
Mm.
And his image means how they were born.
Mm.
So they're not in the image of God anymore. They've changed how they look.
Mm.
It's sad.
I think it's just sad, like, the fact that we all keep saying we're not surprised by things like that. The fact that, like, the world is now so desensitized to that kind of thing. It's, like, brushed under the rug.
Could have been any day. He could have, like, said this on any day. It could have been something that could have been talked about at any other point in time.
He had purpose.
He had purpose.
Yeah. All right, so we're Christians. We've made that very clear on this chat, on this channel, podcast, whatever. We see things like this and it angers us. And it's going to anger a lot of people watching this podcast. It's going to anger a lot of people that see that post. What do we do about it? What's our role as Christians here, Stat? What do we do to ensure that I guess it doesn't happen again. Like, what's our role here? Because we can sit here and complain all we want. It's not going to do much. What do we do as Christians? I ain't saying we go and we start protesting. I ain't saying we go fight. But what is the right reaction? What's the right thing
to do? We have a platform where we can do our part to educate. I didn't kickstart the segment pretty well.
That was pretty good.
But in all honesty, like, there's just genuinely just feelings. Like, I think it's just a dog act, right? But we have a platform where we can educate people on what we believe the Bible talks about in situations like this. So I think it's... Because I feel like it's probably going to get clipped out and get out there, and we're going to copy a bit of slander for it, and it is what it is. It's the internet. But I think it's an opportunity where we get to actually show why we believe what we believe and show from the Bible why we believe what we believe. And I think it's because we have that platform, we can get it out there and get the message out and do our part as Christians, and not just because we have a platform and we just do this and we go live our lives as garbage, but we actually we live for Christ with a purpose. And I think we've just got to continue to do that.
Because I think it's important that we make it very clear. We do not hate these people.
Mm.
Christ does not hate these people. I mean, we just celebrated one of the... By the way, I loved Easter this year.
Mm.
It was such a great weekend. I feel like it was the first time I understood the impact of Easter. It was great. We just celebrated a weekend where we talked about our Savior who died on a cross for everyone and rose again 3 days later for everyone. Our God loves everyone. Doesn't matter if you're gay, lesbian, or a transgender. But he has a specific plan and a specific purpose for your life. He loves you. He made you perfectly. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and he made you perfectly. But we are sinners, and we take things into our own hands, and we try to change things because we think we know what's right. We think we know the right way. No, God does. And God loves you. Doesn't matter who you are. We are just disappointed to see a date that means so much to us tainted by something that is so against the Lord. Mm. That's the big deal there. Joey, what do you think?
I was going to make a joke and say the most effective way is to put up an Instagram post, but then you said we have a platform. So
yeah, touche. Touche. It's very touche.
We can still do it. We do have the platform on Instagram. I mean, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we are different. The Bible says we're different. We're light in the dark world.
Mm.
We're salt in the tasteless earth. And even something like Instagram posts or any form of social media, in our heads might seem like it's the same, but it's not. And that's why, like you mentioned, our posts, our clips, they do get taken down.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and that's because we're not the same. Because we're part of Christ, and Christ isn't a part of this world. And the world doesn't like that. So, it made me think when I was thinking, making that joke about Instagram posts, it can work. I mean, don't put limits on Christ and what he can do. If he's given you a platform with people like he's given you boys a podcast with TikTok followers and so on, Christ can use that.
Mm. I think it's just important for people to realize, especially Christians to realize in today's day and age, you don't have anything to be ashamed of for what you believe. Mm. You don't. We love our God. We love his word. And this is against that. And there's not enough Christians are scared to talk right now. Because they're going to get slandered. They're going to get destroyed. You said it. We've had multiple posts, multiple videos taken down because of the things we've said. And it's not said out of hate. It's said out of love because we love our God. And we want to see people experience the same love we have from him and by him.
Mm. And the point I mentioned earlier about having the platform that we get to educate people. And I'll make it very clear. And again, I don't care. It doesn't mean that we go on YouTube and sit on it and start replying to comments and that's not educating. That's just arguing for the sake of arguing, knowing that not going to get to any point. But it's more in a podcast like this, on a platform that we have, we get our views out. Like you've just, had that little spiel there about what we believe and why we love God and that. That's the platform. That's the way we educate. Yeah. We don't go and sit on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and reply to comments and argue with people because it's time wasting. And it can get to a point where if we get too emotional, we're taking the glory away from God.
And you're just trying to start an argument for the sake of it. That's right. And it's important as well with your mates. Like, we have friends that, whether they're gay or they agree with the lifestyle, whatever it is, we're allowed to have a conversation with them, but you don't go and bash them. I mean, Joel, when it comes to this sort of thing, it can be difficult to talk to your mates, but there is a way for you to lovingly tell them what you believe without slandering them, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I have friends who obviously know, who may live that particular life, but they know where I stand and they know what I believe, and there's a difference. I mean, I'm not chugging down their throat going, you're wrong, you know, this is bad, blah, blah, that. Like, they know. And I think it's just the difference is showing them that love, because you're meant to be still representing Christ's love anyway. Yeah. But also not completely agreeing and maybe supporting all their decisions. There's a math, like, you've got to know where that line is as well, especially if you are friends with someone who may have that particular lifestyle. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, like, go for it, you know, live your best life. But, yeah, as long as they do know what you believe and what the Bible says very clearly.
Yeah, and it's just about not accepting it. It's also about not judging. Because I feel like Christians think that we have to take this stance of judgment.
Christ died for them too.
100%.
Christ loves them as well.
Died for the world.
Yeah, Christ doesn't want them to go to hell. He wants them to repent. He wants them to accept him. I've been watching The Chosen recently.
How good is that show, bro?
Start that.
I've got to get onto season 3 and 4, man. Yeah. I've been lazy on it.
I think they depict Christ so well.
It's so good.
So loving. Like, that show almost brought me to tears a few times, because that's how I picture Christ in my head. Just he's come to save the world. That's what he's come for.
My favorite interactions are him and Peter. Peter's just such a dope. He just opens his mouth way too much, and Jesus still shows him so much patience and love. Yeah. It's such, Joel, this show is so
I really good. Wanted to start it.
This is the first time I've actually looked at a Christian-made thing and thought, this is awesome. Mm. It's and so good.
It's so good, because the best parts about it is Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching this, I'm like, this is rubbish. And then as soon as Jesus comes on, I'm like, this is the best.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be, because Jesus is the best part of everything.
It's so well written, man. It's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen anything.
Yeah, but I don't watch movies anyway in general, so no one can get upset at me.
That's true. You know what you are about to see, though?
Yes.
WrestleMania.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Now, we've just brought up WrestleMania and wrestling and that. What are your thoughts on us watching wrestling as grown men?
I don't like how you phrase that question.
Why?
I really don't.
What's wrong with
you? Just judged us.
It's grown men wrestling. Why can't grown men watch it?
No, honestly, like.
Hello, I'm asking you a question.
It's not for kids, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, it is for kids.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it depends on what you
watch. You're telling me The Rock bashing Cody Rhodes the way he did is for children?
God, we asked, I guess, the question.
Yeah, sorry, Charles.
I'll just leave. I'll take a walk too.
I need to take a few, apparently, so we'll go together.
No, honestly, you said wrestling, and I just started hearing cicadas in my head. But. No.
Cicadas.
I actually like, no judgment. Like, I feel like that's normal. You're a guy.
Perfect.
Yeah,
like, see why I like her.
It's all I needed.
Whatever.
She's good. I expect a lot more backlash.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't bother me. Like, if you're not watching footy or wrestling or UFC, what are you watching? I don't know. Anime?
Yeah, exactly. Weirdos.
He's watching right. Anime.
Yeah, the weirdo. Yeah,
that's this guy.
The real
what's wrong with anime?
Do you still collect all the little...
I have them. I haven't bought any in a long time, but I still have them.
Happy for you.
You and your entire Japanese community can go and enjoy that. Okay.
Yeah, what's wrong with anime?
Have fun, brother.
So, Joel, you can listen to cicadas for a few seconds as we just discuss the importance of this event. WrestleMania 40, boys. When this episode releases, we've watched night one, so we still don't know what's going on with night two.
Yep.
Do you guys still think Cody's taking it?
Yep.
Yeah.
But I'm very scared.
You're still against it?
Yep.
You still don't think he's doing it?
Yeah, I think The Rock's going to belt the living daylights out of him.
Okay. Why are you scared?
Scared. But the reason, like I said it before with the boys on touchline, but if it's not now, he might as well go back to just sitting and catering. We can have the same argument again. We can have the same argument again and everything else. But, but then the more I see The Rock and, you know, yeah, and see how like his character has developed and the way he's gone about everything. There is a part of me that thinks Roman will keep it, because I think there's still so much more to the story. But I still see a massive I see a massive to like. I see Cody's mum getting involved.
I think there's going to be a lot more than we.
There's going to be I see all that happening. I still think Cody will take the belt, but I think the bloodline story doesn't end there when he loses the title. I still think it continues with The Rock and you know Elizabeth Shumshum get the book, you know all that stuff. You know what I mean? So for me it's more, you know, I've got to bring John to the conversation a bit here. You know what I mean? But that's what I think.
That really won me over. I was
Blindside.
I was saying to Pete today. I have a preference, which is Roman winning, but at this rate, they're doing so well. I'm happy with anything happening. I really am. Like, they have done so well with this story.
Mm.
Anything could happen. I'll be like, show me Raw after Mania.
Whoever wins, there has to be some sort of massive Raw. So if Roman wins, you need all of the locker room to come out and just khabbit badun and just smash each other. If Cody wins, the whole locker room comes out and lifts him up.
Yep.
Something has, it's WrestleMania 40.
The one thing that did start to convince me that he is going to win it is his interview today on the MMA Hour. I watched that and just seeing how he described last year and leading up to this year, there's a part of me that's starting to think he's going to take it, but I really hope Roman does. I really hope Roman stays with it.
I just want a big brawl. They don't make him like they used to.
Mm.
40 years, man. That's a long time for this wrestling company to be building, and they're just at like they're at the start of it.
What? Who?
WWE.
Oh, WWE.
Like they've got so much coming ahead of them.
Yeah, and there's other matches on the card that I'm really keen on. Like Drew will beat Seth. That's clear.
But then he's gonna get cashed in on.
Yeah, that's part of the part that scares me.
I'm so excited. Drew McIntyre.
I'm excited for Bayley to take off EO.
Yes.
I hope Rhea retains. I hope she doesn't lose it to Becky.
She won't.
But then again,
I think she will.
No.
I'm happy with either way, but I think she will.
Lot to look forward to, like, you know, the street fight with Final Testament and Street Profits.
I'm not a fan of
that. Ashley. Nah, I'm keen.
Really?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like that there's a story going into WrestleMania with that. What I like is the 12-minute ladder match is dumb.
Yeah, but that's
how I understand why they've done it, but that's how they separate the titles. I get it. Joel, what do you think? That's what you're thinking.
No, like I low-key want to watch it now.
All right.
Joel, let me tell you.
Seth and
you know what? I'm gonna show you a video of The Rock bashing the biggest guy in the show.
Say no more. I'm watching it.
Yep.
Say no
more.
Sign
me up.
After this, I'm gonna show you this video.
Yeah, okay.
He absolutely annihilates him and he bashes him with a weight belt. Yeah, just
is that allowed? Is that like against rules?
No, he bashed him outside the stadium.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant in the match.
No.
Was this the Perth match?
No.
Oh. See, I knew that
Perth
was
about 2 months ago now.
Oh, okay.
I respect it, Joel.
Thank you.
Thank you for being involved
in the conversation.
Actually, can I ask you something about wrestling? What do you think of females wrestling?
Disgusting.
Hey.
Hot take. Why?
In what sense? Yeah, in what sense is it disgusting?
I just feel like...
She's not the only girl to give me that response, by the way.
Be a lady, you know?
It is. It's a ladies' match.
I mean, it's in the term. Ladies' wrestling, I mean. Yeah.
Look, I give them credit because they're guns. Like, if you could do that good on you, I probably wouldn't even make half a second in there. But personally, I think it's just not fit for a ladies' sport.
Okay.
So you think same with boxing and MMA?
Like for a female, yeah. I just...
A rugby league?
Yeah. League's an interesting one.
I agree.
I might agree with her in league, but then again, I'm like...
But I'm a bit old school in that sense. Old school where I'm like, let a male do their thing, let a female do their thing.
So what sports can chicks play?
Netball, is that too extreme?
Netball.
I love netball.
No, that's not extreme. Okay. Yeah, netball. I love when little girls play soccer. I think that's adorable. But that's what we're talking about, like full grown adults here.
I wouldn't say that's my specialty. Like, I just thought, I think it's best here.
I joined the soccer team.
One sec. We'll get to that.
No, I don't know. Maybe let's get to that.
Why do we come on this show and we just lie to each other?
What do you?
We just say inappropriate things.
Have you started? Because you've told me this.
No, we're not supporting the... Joel, continue. What other sport? Come back.
In Queensland. Okay. What other
Queensland?
Sport? He said I'll be in Queensland.
Like you say, I think he said starts this week, but he'll be in Queensland.
I'm like, this guy's already gone pro. He's interstate.
That would do. If he started this week, that would do me.
He's gone pro.
Well, that's what I thought for a second.
Are you the goalpost?
Well, I can't even go like Apple Pro. I
is he the goal?
Are you the goalpost?
I'm just curious. I'm trying to get back at earlier.
Sorry. What was the question?
Am I a goalpost?
That's, I mean, that's, yeah.
I declined to answer.
Decline, no comment. Okay. What do you mean? What do you mean you joined the soccer team?
On the weekend, Saturday.
Whose soccer team?
Yeah, that's
that is a phenomenal question.
Yeah, for who? What club?
Oh,
who are you playing for, champ?
Okay,
but wait, who are you playing with? Why do you join soccer?
Yeah, are you literally? Surely you're only the goalie.
Oh, Hills Hawks.
Hills Hawks.
Yeah, you're playing for the Hills Hawks.
Yeah,
Hills like Castle Hill, Borkham Hills, Hills, or like
some hills. I'm not sure which ones.
How? Why?
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 You're very mysterious.
Look, I'm not mysterious.
Dash, we don't see you for 2-3 months, and now you tell us you're playing soccer.
No, I'm around. The soccer hasn't started yet.
How did this start, Joey?
I got invited.
Okay.
By who?
Marie's brothers.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, making sense. All right, good okay. start. Yeah. Good start.
Just needed clarity. That's
yeah. Listen, yeah. You could have said something else that got me very angry. This makes sense.
Yeah, okay. It makes sense. All right. I told him I can't play. I told him anything that doesn't involve running, but I can't do goalkeeping.
Well, that's the only one that. Oh, what? You want to be the bench warmer?
Yeah.
Or just be a water boy.
Now he wants to be the goalkeeper.
Now he wants to be the goalpost. He wants to stand
probably,
still.
Honestly, probably like defender, maybe. But that involves a lot of running.
Defender.
When is your first game? I want to know.
When's your first game?
Well, I'm playing probably next week.
What are we doing next week?
Next Saturday.
Going to one of the hills.
What time? You know what? We're all going to have to go to separate hills so we make sure we can find them.
Yeah, make sure we've capitalized. Yeah. Oh, shotgun Borkham. But
I'll take Chester.
Yeah, once I find out, there you go.
Yeah, that's the closest one for once you find. Okay.
All right. You know what? Mabruk, I think.
You know what, Josephine? That's okay.
My mum saw my uniform this morning. She had a.
Oh, no.
I'm like, it's my soccer uniform. She goes, you. Soccer. As in, is this the team you go for? I go, it's the team I play for. You.
I think this is one of those, like, she has to see to believe it. So surely she's going to be attending one of you guys.
I'll pick her up on the way.
Ah, look at you.
Don't worry. You're I'll be sport. On my way to Chester Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, my jersey's 2XL and it's tight.
It's alone, bro.
Yeah, alone,
right. Defender might help that.
Yeah, true.
Goalpost might help that.
Goalpost, you need like a 46XL, mate, just to get the whole length.
Yeah.
When you get some extra material from Spotlight. But
this guy might as well be a sideman, bro. He's got a YouTube channel. Bro, he's now playing soccer.
Soccer.
Look at this.
This is blowing my mind.
And all these games will be after I help my dad and ride.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they're going to be afternoon games. Because I know you help at the house.
After one, whatever it is.
Okay. We should do a vlog where we go watch Goose play soccer.
Wait, yeah.
That's a great video. That is a great...
That's a good one.
That's a
You wish you didn't tell us that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, next week I have a recording in the morning, but we could go watch his game straight after that.
I'm free.
No one
book me in all next Saturday.
Shop's closed.
You heard it here first, ladies and gents.
Sydney Joel
is joining us for our vlog to go watch Goose play soccer.
Josephine, this is going to be...
This is crazy.
Either I'm going to get hurt or I'm going to hurt someone. One or the other.
You got to get into a ball. Little scuffle.
Listen, then
needs As to in be if a I bit fall of, on someone, they're dead.
There needs to be a bit of push or shove. Wow.
You know what that is?
McFarlane Conviction. Or Rollins?
Rollins.
Well done, Joel. Well, very good.
I missed what you said.
It's all right.
It's okay.
It's over now.
Moment's gone.
I can't. Mabruk. Look, it's a good thing. It's just more like.
It's just like, where did this come
you,
from?
You what tell me, hey, what do you think he's going to do in 2024? I wouldn't have said play soccer.
No, never would I.
Yeah.
I would have said play chess.
I wouldn't say that either.
Do you like chess?
I do, but I'm not good at it. There's not many things I'm good at.
We're about to find out with soccer. Yeah. We're about to find out.
My dad once told me, sports is not for you.
And you know what? Sports. It's the comeback story.
Sports, including chess.
Hey, this is going to be a documentary. This is going to be like proving, going against your father's will. This is what it's going to be. Like proving to your father that Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Hey, listen, they say the comeback is always better than the setback.
Ooh.
Because that's
deep.
Deep.
That's heavy that, stuff.
That is.
That's
as heavy as it
gets. Smooth seas never made a strong sailor.
Come on, that's being silly. No one cares about the season sailing and soccer and Mabata Shul.
Can't get on board.
So, does the season start this weekend? But we're in Queensland, obviously. Oh, yeah. The weekend that just passed because of recording Mabata Shul. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mate, your teammates might be disappointed already that you missed the season opener.
No, a lot of them have missed the first game too.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, I'm just assuming you guys are signed up to this league and none of you are going to play. You're all missing the season opener.
Lock out all stack seasons. Oh, we just never rock up.
Mabruk.
Yes.
We won. We're champs.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very happy for you.
How many finals? Countless.
5, 6 grand finals we've all lost.
Maybe even 7.
Wow.
And then we tell you.
Congrats, Jen.
And we tell you it was a Johnny Manor intercept at the death. Right at the death. Things you love to see. It was just a beautiful football moment to be part of. Yeah. I'm more excited for the merch that we get as champs now.
Yeah, he's got a jacket, right?
Yeah, you got a jumper. Really excited.
That's so good.
Really, really excited about that.
That's so good. Congrats. Exciting. Very happy for you.
Thank you.
You know what else? What other merch I'm looking forward to? We're making decisions on it today. TNS.
Yes.
TNS July is going to be a big one. Ladies and gentlemen, get registered. Take a look at this video.
Are you ready? Because TNS is back for 2024.
And this year, our focus is My Church.
So, we want to see your church.
This year, when you register for True North Summer in 2024, take a photo of yourself and your confirmation at your church building.
It could be anywhere, your auditorium, music pit, Sunday school classrooms, or your church grounds.
Wherever it is, get creative with it, because there will be a prize for the best photo that we receive.
When you register for TNS, take a photo with your confirmation, post it to your social media, and make sure to tag us so we can see your post.
So what are you waiting for? Registrations are open now.
So get registering right now, ladies and gents. The prize for this competition is actually getting a refund on your full registration fee. So get registered, take a photo of you at your church, post it on social media, and tag TNS, True North Summer, didn't it? And we'll see what goes down. TNS is going to be good this year, man.
Yeah, really keen.
Yeah.
Really keen. It's going to be fun. It's always fun, TNS season.
Yeah, always fun.
I'm very excited. I also spoke to Ben. We've got a lot of stuff happening with Have a Chat during TNS as well.
Yep.
Got a couple of interviews coming up.
Yep.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yep.
Very good stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. A couple of the guests might be jumping onto the show.
It's the world one. It's Mr. 305.
I don't like this combination.
Yeah.
This combination sucks.
It's fun. It's good. Yeah. Gotta keep people entertained.
Joel, are you excited for TNS?
I'm actually very keen. I loved TNS last year.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Like, fun, the messages, the topical sessions. Yeah. Great.
A lot more of that this year too.
Yeah, so keen.
Very excited. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah. Get signed up for TNS, ladies and gents. It's going to be a good year. And that's where you can see Stat and take a photo with him. He'll do a meet and greet.
Like last year.
That was so cool. That was so cool.
Last year, one of the boys, so funny. Like, he's like, oh, excuse me, are you Stat? I was like, Saturday morning, thinking, what? Yeah. He's like, oh, hi, I'm Greg, whatever. I'm like, oh, hey, man, nice to meet you, whatever. And then that night, like, it was just like a brief conversation. I had a bit of a chat about some stuff, whatever. That night, I seen him again. I go, hey, Greg, why? He goes, oh, I can't believe you remembered my name.
Oh.
I felt like I was Adam Sandler. Like, I felt like I was, you know, like I was just a machine. I go, oh, I'll take this. Yeah. Got a photo with the boys, bought him that bit of merch. And he's got a podcast now.
Yeah.
Greg and Andy Unleashed.
Yeah, Greg and Andy Unleashed. Why don't you go follow them, ladies? They just hit 100 subbies.
Yeah, they did.
Good on them. Congrats.
Yeah, big congrats.
Boys, I'll be straight out with yous. We were meant to do a video saying congrats, yep. And we forgot.
Completely forgot, my bad.
But we're very happy for you. We're very proud of you.
But better late than ever.
Hey, it's here.
It's
Yanni, like on the podcast with the lights.
It's all happening. Yeah.
Follow. I was about to say follow.
Yeah, don't follow us.
No, don't follow us. Unsubscribe from us and go subscribe to Greg and Andy Unleashed.
Very good, by the way, that you finally said unsubscribe from us. I've been saying it for years, and now you finally said it. That's all right, bro. You get it there. We the more we decrease our viewers.
Listen, as long as they unsubscribe from us and subscribe to someone else like Touchline or Unleashed, like they're good.
Greg and Andy Unleashed.
Yeah. Touchline hit 1,000.
They?
Well, by the time this comes out, they will.
Quick, yeah.
You know what that means? Anthony's jumping out of an aeroplane.
Oh, yeah. Saw that.
Unlucky.
Oh.
Oh, you thought he crashed.
I'm glad I saw the parachute.
Yeah, thank you for the parachute. Yeah. A lot of jokes. I was about to make some. I was about to make some R18 jokes.
I really got
you.
Scared for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, thankfully, this show is PG. I was about to make
some very bad jokes. Yeah, yeah, of course. This is a way to wrap it up.
Yeah, it is. Joel, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
It was fun having you on again.
Yeah, it was fun.
And
yeah.
Pretty please join us next time.
Hey! And ladies and gents, if you would like to pretty please have a chat with Ray and Stat, you can just click that subscribe button, click the like, comment Tim Tam, and I'll get you a Tim Tam. From everyone here at Have a Chat Productions, I'm Ray, that's Stat, that's Joey, that's Joel. Thanks for having a chat.
Laters. Hey,